Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix, and you can learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness in the U.S. economy, the world economy, and within each of us regarding all things of an economic nature, and to do so under grace. We do this by opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity, who we are by divine right, to be instruments of peace. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 163. Let go of understanding why things are the way they are. Let go of understanding why things are the way they are. Let's start with the word why. Why is a pivotal word here. It is really about the reasoning, the cause, the purpose. And we're guided to let go of understanding the whys, the reasons, the purposes of things. When we're in the why mode, we're in that questioning mode, we're in the mental, really a mental state. And oftentimes, that leads to being judgmental and critical, and that leads to getting more of whatever we are facing. We usually ask why, oftentimes, when we're feeling we don't understand why things are happening. We may not be pleased, which is, of course, a judgment, why things are happening. And whatever we focus on is exactly what we receive more of. And so instead of being an opening, positive, expansive question, it is oftentimes a limiting question. So we are told to let go of the understanding of the why. And so what is let go? You know, it's a colloquial saying, but it comes from the word let, as in leave behind. Now that's really important. Leave behind those questions, the why questions. And go, again, means leave. So what does leave mean? Leave means to allow or give yourself permission to abandon the why question. It literally means permission, to go away. So let go. Give yourself permission to not go there, to the why, to the understanding why, to pulling it apart, interpreting it, figure out the facts behind it, thinking it through. All these put us into a state of judgment. Again, judgment is critical. Judgment is mental. This is taking things personal, and it's always limiting. And, of course, we know the why of things would be anything that's happening. Why an affair, a relationship did not end the way you wanted it to go. Why you didn't receive the job that you were seeking or the raise you were seeking, or why in this particular economic time, why the stock market happened the way it did. We understand the whys, but, you know, there's a place to stop. Stop analyzing it, criticizing, judging it. Let that go. Leave it behind. The real understanding of leave it behind or let it go is to recognize we have been given a command. To let something is to command something. Allow it to go. We've been given a direction. Allow it to go. Literally, remember, let means behind. Leave it behind. Consider it the past. Let's not keep revisiting the past. That's what we're guided to know here. We are commanded to leave the past in the past unless we choose not to go forward. If you choose to go forward, then leave it behind. Give yourself permission. Get your mind off the hook, if you will. Allow yourself to connect inside, and I guarantee you that the right time, when there's a reason for you to understand it, when you're able to take it in and not to be emotionally taken off your path, you'll understand the why. The answer will come forth. But when we're in the state of wringing our hands, so to speak, and wringing our mind and caught up in criticism and loss and hurt and pain, that is not the time to ask, why did this happen? Follow the command. Leave it behind. It is the past. Now, I know as a human being, we, you know, it's normal, at least momentarily, to get caught up in the emotion of, why did this happen? I can't believe I allowed myself to be in a relationship again and get hurt again. Well, as soon as we say that, we've set into motion exactly what we don't desire. So that gives you right then and there a reason to understand why we are commanded to leave it behind. It is what it is. Do not read into it more than you should. Do not create your future based on this past by reading into it things that make it personal about you. There are many reasons. Some people call it karma. Some people call it you've helped someone else learn their lesson. Maybe you've been a teacher for someone else in their lesson. Maybe they've been a teacher for you to understand a bigger personal. It's not about the situation at all. It may be about a state of being. And it's always about understanding love, to be love, to be loving, and to receive love. It is rarely what it appears to be. So, simply allow yourself, give yourself permission to follow the command. Leave it behind. Leave the past of whatever it is that concerns you, that keeps your mind going back and forth, and therefore going nowhere. Let it go. Let go of understanding why things are the way they are. Be in the present. Accept that it is. Turn to the higher source that will guide you on your next right step under grace. And when the moment is right, when you are ready to not take it personal, the truth of whatever is will come forth and you will grow naturally. So we'll keep this message in mind as we go into today's meditation. I welcome you, I invite you to go inside, to let go whatever is on your mind, put it aside, leave it behind you, and simply connect with the truth, the wisdom, your innate knowingness inside. As we take three gentle, slow, deep breaths. Breathe in, hold it, breathe out. Again, breathe in, and breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Now, just simply take natural breaths and focus on your heart center. Allow yourself to float like a feather falling from the sky, floating ever so gently, slowly, swaying back and forth as the breeze carries it. Watch the motion. Find yourself center of your heart. Be that feather now. Finding yourself floating ever so gently in the heavens above, the heavens inside of you. Now under grace. Following the light inside, drawn to the light inside, finding your way to the center of your being now, under grace. and becoming closer and closer. As you approach the center of your being, using your breath and the vision of this feather, you're melding with the colors inside of you. Notice the dominant color. Breathe into that color as you connect with your higher self, with your soul self, with your true essence. And this feather is simply a reminder of who you are. You are a divine being. You are a child of God. You are always guided with God's breath, wisdom, nature, knowingness, under grace. This is the truth of our being. Allow yourself to simply be one with this color inside, this infinite space inside, this seat of divine wisdom now, that only wants your highest and best under grace now. Feel yourself melt into this expansive heaven inside of you. Feel the peace. Feel the harmony. Feel the infinite prosperity. It goes on forever and ever. As you breathe into your heart center, this light expands brighter and wider and almost lighter. You feel light as that feather. This is your true nature. To be anywhere else, to be pulled away from your true nature. That's your clue. You've gone to the other side, if you will, the mental side. This is your true nature. Recognize the feeling as every cell and atom of your being is embraced by divine love now. Like every cell in your atom of your being is beginning to tingle inside, become awakened to a higher vibration. This is who you are. This higher vibration is greater than any nutrients you could ever take. This is the healing energy of the universe. The knowing energy of the universe. The powering energy of the universe. This feeling. This essence. Is love. Feel this love inside. Recognize the feeling. Allow yourself to absorb it, every fiber of your being, to be one with your true, essential nature now. Ah, feel that peace. From this place, you may ask how or what. Simply how or what. How do I proceed? What is my next step? What do you want me to do? From this place of peace inside, every cell and atom of your being is harmonized with the divine life force of the universe, one with your true nature. This place of feeling complete and whole and rich. You may simply drop your question like a little pebble in the ocean. See it expand and know that your inner self, your higher self, your soul self, is absorbing this question. Simply return the answer when you're able, ready, and truly willing from a spirit self to receive. When you are no longer attached to the results, the answer will be revealed. When you truly allow God to work through you, the answer will be revealed. When you let go of doing it your way, being right, and you allow God's way, higher direction, soul direction, the answer will be revealed. So ask your question from this place. A light, light, joyful, peaceful heart, knowing all is well. Be at peace with your answer, even if it doesn't make logical sense. It is true. Our mental ego personality mind can only see a sliver, and we seem to run it through some other beliefs that are human made, not spirit made. This answer, this truth, is divine higher knowing, filled with the wisdom of the past, the present, and the future. We cannot begin to understand, to know logically. So let your way go. Allow God's way to come forth. Embrace it with great thanks. Like you are a child and you've just been given the biggest lollipop. It's sweet and colorful, and you feel playful and happy and honored and heard. Give great thanks inside. Honor your higher self. Be that child who welcomes this gift. Come back to knowing this feeling of peace, harmony, and prosperity. And if for some reason you did not feel, or you did not feel you got the answer, not the answer you were seeking, the answer, simply be at peace and know throughout the day, in simple and amazing ways, you will be shown the way. A bird may come by and you'll feel it has a question or an answer for you. Simply ask it, what do you want me to know? You may see a book may appear before you, or words as you're reading. You're just randomly reading something, and then something will be there. It will, like, jump out to you, for you. You'll overhear a conversation, or be in a conversation, and the answer will be revealed. Know, trust, believe in your higher self, in your God self. Simply be at peace, and you will be guided. You will hear the still, quiet, authentic voice inside and outside. You will discern the truth of the matter under grace. Bless and thank your higher self inside as we are in this state of pure peace, harmony, truly knowing how rich and prosperous we are. Feel that energy. Feel that oneness. Feel that acknowledgement. And when you're ready, let's come on back and bring this trueness, this essential nature who we are, the child of God who we are, all-knowing being at our vital center who we are, to our world today. For when you come forth, peace, harmony, and prosperity, you radiate out peace, harmony, and prosperity into the world, and all in your world and the greater world feel your vibration. And so we come back to the surface again, breathing as we came in, 3 gentle, slow, deep breaths. Breathing in, holding it, and letting out ever so gently. Breathing in, feeling your chest rise, and out. And one last time, breathing in, holding it, and letting out. Feel your fingertips and your toes and your head. Perhaps bring your hands together in prayer position, position of honoring yourself and the oneness of who you are. As we say, I bless you, I thank you, namaste. And to anchor this feeling, this knowingness, this higher vibration, who we are, we call on Carla, invite her to tone with us and for us now.
Let there be light. Love, peace, harmony, prosperity, and balance. Let go all is well. I am the violet flame.
Thank you,
thank
dear
you.
One. Thank you all. Abundant blessings to you.